moments of shriekery over the last year and a month. I get a lot of inspiration dreams. I have very vivid dreams. And I think in my nightmares especially. I mean, I don't even have to write stories. I just tell you my dreams, and they're so very bizarre. I think the most frightening nightmare I've had in recent months happened after the loop-de-loo when I went out. We had a meal of soft-shell crabs. And if you've ever eaten soft-shell crabs, you know they serve you the whole crab right before the shell turns hard, and you eat it that way. The whole thing, claws and all. And I dreamed that I woke up with a tremendous stomachache. And I walked into the bathroom looking for a little Sal Hepatica or something, and I felt something moving inside my belly. I felt something moving inside my dorkas, and I dropped my pajama bottoms to sit on the porcelain convenience, and there I saw it, a claw hanging out of my dorkas, moving! The loop-de-loo came running into the bathroom. She took one look. She said, She bundled me off into a car, making me sit in the back seat. She drove me to an emergency room. They whisked me through the doors. I showed the doctor the claw that hung out of my dog. At first they thought it was a joke, but then they put me in front of the X-ray machine. And when they did, they saw that there were three crabs inside my stomach, munching away on my internal organs. He said, get this man to surgery immediately. They wheeled me into OR7, and they laid me down on the table. They said, we can't get a hold of Dr. Blasnowitz, the anesthesiologist. We'll have to localize him. Can you hear? I said, yeah, just get me open, get those things out of there. So sure enough, they gave me a local, and they cut me open. The second they cut me open, one of the crabs leapt out of my stomach and onto the attending physician's face. He recalled backwards. He fell over a medicine tray. And lying there on the floor, that crab just churned up his face, grabbing his eyeballs. He writhed in agony as the nurses stood by. It was awful. Finally, the other doctor grabbed him. With a scalpel repeatedly, he dug the scalpel in there. He dug the scalpel into that crab, occasionally missing and plunging the scalpel into the other doctor's face. But finally, the crab fell off dead upon the floor. Its joints convulsing in post-mortem contractions. The doctor looked back at my stomach. He said, well, we still have two crabs in here. One of them has eaten one of your kidneys. And he's working on part of your liver right now. I said, my God, get him out of there! Get him out of there! He said, my God, the other one's biting your lungs. I said, will you do something quickly? He said, all right, nurse, scalpel, suture, clamp, gauze, Uzi. I said, Uzi! He said, yes, Uzi! I'm not going to let these abominations from hell get any further! And so, with my stomach held open by clamps and wires, the doctor began firing an Uzi into the pit. I'll get you! I said, now what are you doing? Are you out of your mind? He said, no, I just come to my senses. This calls for more than surgical procedure. This calls for radical action! I said, stop it! And I woke up in a cold sweat, sitting there with the sweat just pouring off my body, soaking wet in bed. I looked over and the loot-de-loo was lying there, and I realized it had been a dream. She woke up when she saw me sitting up like that, looking with my eyes into the night air. She said, honey, I know it's a little early in the morning, but have you decided what you want for dinner? I said, yes, pizza! Pizza!
Captain O Records means...
Oh, where's he?